This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
This is Mackenzie calling from Denver, Colorado. I'm the one that called about working at the old Chuck E. Cheese building where the shooting happened in the 90s. I apologize in advance. I think I'm catching a cold or something. And also be warned, we have cats and dogs in the house, so they might make some background noise. Anyway, so the story I have today is a little family story from when I was a teenager and I was living with my parents' house. In my parents' house, that's what I was going to say. My parents live on 10 acres of land out in the country, and I'm just going to give a little backstory. There was a neighbor that we had, and for the sake of the story, I'm just going to call her Ivy. And she was decently close with my mom. They would visit a lot. She was pretty lonely because her family had pretty much abandoned her, and she had been estranged from her children. Because of crappy rumors that her family would pass around and stuff. Anyway, she had gotten cancer and she died. And in her will, she donated her house to the Catholic Church. She was hoping that they would use it for anyone who was homeless or anything to help them. Well, the Catholic Church went in and found asbestos and some other stuff. And so they decided to tear it down and use it as storage space, I guess. So after the church decided to tear down the house, her family came in and took out anything they could get money from, like copper wiring and things they could sell. But they left a bunch of family heirlooms. So my mom decided to go and salvage what she could of family heirlooms. Like, there was a bunch of war medals that her husband had got while he served. There was family photo albums. There was just lots and lots of stuff. And we pulled all that out in. My mom got in contact with her estranged children and tried to return them to them and reconnect some ties since she was gone. After we had done that and we had gone through the house and salvaged all this stuff, my little brother, my mom, and I started experiencing things in the house, in our house. Like my little brother and I, when we would be right on the verge of sleep, we would hear someone call our name, and it was like a whisper almost, but it was right inside of our ear. It wasn't like I didn't hear it down the hall or whatever. It was like right in your ear, almost inside your head, kind of. It was really weird, and you would jump awake, and then you wouldn't hear anything after that. And then we would see shadow things moving around, like shadow cats, shadow figures and stuff. Not like deep, dark, like Shadow Man kind of stuff, just like a little shadowy image in the corner of your eye. And my mom said she would see what looked like a ripple, kind of like how she said how the predator from the movies looks when he goes invisible, how it's just this ripple. She would see this like little sparkly ripple in the corner of her eye. Anyway, so she would wake my little brother and I up, and we assumed it was her because it was not too long after she passed, by saying her name, and it was always a female voice. And I told my mom about it, and she said next time it happens to ask what she wants. And so I did that. Next time it happened, I just asked what you want, and I didn't hear anything that day because I had already woken up, and it's like it cuts off your stream of communication when you wake up. Like, you have to be like semi-conscious. And so the next night I'm falling asleep, and instead of calling my name, she says either go look outside or go put it outside. I wasn't sure which, so I got up and I went to our back door, which is a sliding glass door, and I was looking out. My mom came out and she saw me and she's like, what are you doing? And I told her what happened, and that she said to go put it outside or go look outside. And my mom walks over to our bookshelf, and she grabs a small turquoise Fabergé egg that we had grabbed from Ivy's property, and she opens it up and pours it into a bowl. And inside the Fabergé egg was some of her husband's ashes. And the next day, my mom went and spread her husband's ashes over on the land where they lived, and we never heard her again. She never woke my little brother eye up. My mom stopped seeing little ripples and stuff. My family's house still has shadows and things that move around, but I'm pretty sure it's not her. We've had stuff that was there before she ever lived there, and there's a lot of history to the land there that I'll probably call in or write in and tell about later. But yeah, that's my story for today.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to lifelock.com/IHEART for 40% off. Terms apply.